Welcome. I'm Anna Mail, host of Exultant Rising. Let's begin. Social anxiety. When you are faced with a pending social event, all of your body impulses will urge you to stay home and not go. Home may be lonely, but it's safe. It's not that you don't have social skills or that you don't want to have a nice time, but your body viscerally remembers when being in a group of people, whether it was with your family, at work, or at school, made you feel inadequate, ashamed, or humiliated, unsafe. And the body does indeed keep the score. And now you're an adult sitting at a dinner while your brain recalls that implicit memory, which literally produces the same physical symptoms as when you were shamed 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. It doesn't matter how old are you. It recalls that exact moment and causes you to sweat, get flushed, feel immobile, and become hypervigilant, uneasy, and filled with panic. All as a response to that original shame, that event, what happened years ago. It has nothing to do with what's happening in the moment when you are with your friends. In this year. And that's social anxiety. The nervous system recalls a memory of when you were shamed, insulted, or ridiculed in front of people, in front of your family members, at your dinner table. And your body relives that moment every time you're with people again. And essentially, your survival brain still perceives people as a threat rather than a source of safety. And yet, you're a social being and have an innate need to explore, to belong, to have fun, to be in companionship, to connect with the world. You want to take up the space. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. You're intelligent and witty. You know so much that you want to share with the world. And yet everything inside of you prevents you from connecting. Your survival instinct wants you to be safe, regardless of how you long for human connection. It wants to protect you from what it remembers. Not what's happening in this year. Your survival brain has one important role, is to protect you from what harmed you years ago. And this is what the inner struggle of social anxiety feels like. Remember, the people who harmed you, don't get the right to deprive you of all the good, genuine, and kind people in the world. Let me repeat this. The people, the person, you know who are those people. You can recall. You can even now recall in your mind eye. You know that person or people, the group who harmed you. They don't get the right to deprive you of all the good, genuine, and kind people who would like to be with you. And yes, unkind people, they do exist. Absolutely. Absolutely. Unkind and mean. But there are so many more out there who would not only welcome a connection with you, but will never make you feel ashamed that they again. And just let your body absorb that. Let your heart absorb. Let that land. Let that land. We'll just share it. You can write, you can reflect. Be with this. I read Social Anxiety, it's page 71, second volume of the book, The Trauma We Don't Talk About. And as always, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Much care. I'm Anna Mile. Please subscribe. Follow. And until next time, stay well.